Houston, Dallas, San Antonio, and Austin, Kingsbury, Queen City, Nimrod, Nacogdoches, and all points in between. All together now, it's Texas Standard Time on this TGI Friday. Apologies, Appleby, Texas. I'm David Brown. Great to have you with us. San Antonio Express News reporting right now that NBC is in development talks over a new TV show that is about, quoting here, a female Democratic senator who, after losing the Texas governor's race, gets her world turned upside down. In fact, a certain Wendy Davis has confirmed that she is executive co-producer of the project. The narrative is built around the losing candidate who's piecing her pride back together. She goes to work in the law firm of her best friend, a black male Republican, and discovers that with no political future to protect, she can unshackle her inner bad shut your mouth. Davis tells the Express News no title yet for the project. We'll pass along any ideas you might have. Tweet us at Texas Standard. Top political story by a mile today, though, the mayhem on Capitol Hill, Kevin McCarthy's decision to drop out of the House Speaker's race, leaving a vacuum and not a little jockeying for position in a party deeply split over direction. And, of course, the biggest delegation there, the biggest GOP delegation, is the Texas delegation. U.S. Congressman Michael Burgess, representing the 26th District, that's North Texas. Seems like an historic implosion, Congressman. Were you shocked by the news yesterday?
Well, wait a minute. I would take issue with that. I wouldn't call it a historic implosion. But, yeah, the news was startling yesterday. It wasn't what we all expected going into to vote in a conference on our nominee for next speaker.
You know, I say historic implosion. Forgive me. The last time I can remember this happening, maybe, what, 10 years ago, right before Dennis Hastert got the job?
Right. I think it was December of 1998. I was not in Congress. I was just a regular guy trying to earn a living. But yeah, I remember watching TV that Saturday morning when Bob Livingston, who was the speaker designate, went to the floor of the House and said, it's not going to be me. And the rather quick coalescing around the chief deputy whip at the time, who was Dennis Hastert, who was, after all, a compromised position because you had a couple of other very powerful people, a couple of whom were from Texas, who couldn't agree, and so the compromise candidate was Chief Deputy Whip, and he ended up being the longest-serving Republican speaker.
This is why I say historic, because it certainly does have echoes of what happened back then. I mean, we have a sharply divided Republican Party right now. What's it looking like in the Texas delegation? Is there any consensus forming around someone?
Texas delegation tends to be together on most things like this. Some discussion within the Texas delegation if now perhaps there is a Texas member that that we could all coalesce around and before. The Texas delegation is the largest Republican delegation in the Congress.
Yeah.
I think the perhaps if one thing has changed that equation has been the discussion around Paul Ryan. I don't know if he is seriously reconsidering it. I keep seeing tweets that would indicate that he has, mm-hmm. or he hasn't. So I guess that story is yet to be told. I think the respect with that Paul Ryan has in the conference is one that the Texas delegation would look at quite seriously.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because, and you'll forgive me, I heard you start to say, yeah, and then you went into your explanation. Is if the Texas delegation, is there, have your colleagues expressed to you that Ryan is the one that they would support?
I think if Chairman Ryan gets into the race, then he becomes a point around which coalescing mm-hmm. can occur.
Let me mention some other names, perhaps from the Texas delegation. Mac Thornberry, Mike Conaway, Bill Flores, a few of the Texans that have been mentioned. Do you think any of them want this job?
All good people. I'm not sure that Mac Thornberry does want the job. Certainly Mr. Conaway, Mr. Flores have expressed an interest if that's the will of the delegation.
At the end of the day, you think the Texas is committed to staying united? Do you see that happening?
Well, again, we are the biggest Republican delegation in the House, so it's always a little bit difficult to predict that we'll all stay together throughout every twist and turn of this story. But in general, Texas does look for reasons to stay together.
What do you see is at stake? I mean, if you're a voter listening to you talking right now, what do you see on the table here for Texas?
From purely a Texas perspective, first off, there are a significant number of full committee chairmen who are from the state of Texas. And it hasn't always been that way. It took a while to sort of recreate that after Republicans lost the majority in the 2006 election. So on the heels of that, there were no Texas chairmen. When we came back into the majority, the numbers were low, and that has built up. So one of the big questions that always comes up, okay, you change speaker. Obviously, the speaker has big control over what's called the steering committee, mm-hmm. big control over who the committee chairs are. Is Texas going to lose in that exchange? So that's always a self-preservation, a self-protection response from the Texas delegation. Other aspects would be, are there new opportunities? If Paul Ryan becomes the Speaker of the House, he's the current chairman of the Ways and Means Committee. Sam Johnson or Kevin Brady would be in line for that position. So that's still a net plus for Texas as far as committee chairs, assuming that none are lost. But, you know, really, at the end of the day, it isn't about individual members or even a state delegation. This is about the people of the United States. So we get sometimes we'll get a little bit too internally introspective up here and thinking about ourselves and what we're doing. But the bigger question is what is happening on behalf of the country.
Enormous fallout that's going to result in any way you cut this one. This Congressman Michael Burgess, who represents the 26th District of Texas, speaking with us from Washington. Congressman, thank you so much for taking time out to speak with us.
Great, thank you.